in it.
Thank you. I'm going to call the Tax Conference Committee back to order, and we're trying to get done here. Mr. Chair, Dr. Wilson mentioned to me an effective date change, possibly.
Could I, Madam Chair, could I just,
Mr. Chair.
One thing maybe before. You see the Senate, we had...
Oh, yes, big news here.
We had, much like the House, when Representative De La Forest quit the Conference Committee, the Senate just had the very same experience. And Senator Senjum has quit our Conference Committee.
Are you sad?
And we have replaced Senator Senjum with Senator Rosen. I would just like to welcome her to her first experience on the Tax Conference Committee. So we want it to be a good experience for her.
Follow my lead.
Representative Erdahl has been a good conferee.
And he's got some experience.
He's even supported the Senate position on some that where the Senate didn't prevail in a couple of instances.
Senator Rosen's the closer, right? He's here to get it done with us. Okay, that's great. We're glad you're here. Dr. Wilson, do you have a date change on something?
Yeah, Madam Chair, Dr. Wilson passed this along to me. It's actually a due date for the tax expenditure study.
Okay.
And we would just ask if it would be okay if you change the due date from January 10th of 2011 to February 15th. Of 2011. Give us an additional month for that report.
Okay, so Representative Loeffler makes that motion. Does everyone understand that?
Yep.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All say nay. Motion is adopted. Then I have Ms. Dalton was going to talk to us. I think she's talked to Representative Loeffler about the motions on the Marshall proposal. We're not sure what we move, but we now think we like the Senate language better. Because you took out the non-contiguous portion of their request,
sure.
And I think if we left it as we moved it, we...
You did not?
No, I don't think so.
Madam Chair, I've got the motions to correct that. First, we need to...
Representative Loeffler.
To move that we reconsider on page 27, House Article 5, Section 4. This is dealing with the City of Marshall's local option taxes.
Okay, the motion to reconsider. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All say nay. Motion carries.
And then I would like to move that in subdivision four, subdivision three, in section four, that we remove the not be in front of contiguous, so that the expectation is that this must be contiguous.
So, does everyone understand that? Can I ask before we vote, so we have a referendum here for what's in here, is that right? Just want to make
Correct.
Sure on the Marshall.
Correct.
Okay, I talked to Representative Seifer, who wanted to ensure it was there, and I don't know, Representative Marquardt and I were talking to him, and we'd already forgotten, because people are getting tired. We said, well, the governor is requiring them, so we thought it was in there. So it's in there. Just want to make sure, Representative Seifer asked me.
Madam Chair,
Senator Bach.
I am very surprised that 31 members of the House Tax Committee, and nobody made that catch. Considering I heard last night that the Senate committee doesn't give thorough review to things.
31?
So does it read that?
Well,
31, is that right?
30 or 31. Ms. Carlson Walroth can tell. 30. There's only 30 members of the Tax Committee.
That doesn't
wow.
How do you like to think about that?
Do you wonder
Madam
why
Chair?
It takes a while to pass a bill? Representative Erdahl.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You're taking out the words not be?
Yeah. So
then it just reads need contiguous. That doesn't make sense.
Well, in the language of the bill itself, as opposed to the summary and the
actually on the Senate file.
Mr. Chair, essentially what we would be doing is we would be adopting the language that was in the Senate, which essentially dropped a clause that said this need not be contiguous. We will drop that entire clause. So they are allowed to do a special taxing district, but the special taxing district would have to be contiguous. So they can do the downtown, they could do by the sports center, or they could do the entire city, but they can't pick and choose.
Because you're looking on the summary, you're going to look at the
looking
bill.
Looking the wrong place?
No, it's
on the
summary.
Bill.
Well, Manager, I think Representative Erdahl, it's on line 112.11. And it's on the lodging tax, and it says the lodging tax may include areas of the city of Marshall which are not contiguous.
Okay.
Is there any discussion? I think we've got it how folks want it. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries. I have nothing except for, well, first, can we ask the commissioner? Commissioner, right now, is there, how's this bill look, Mr. Ines?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, it looks fine. I mean, I think most of the issues that that I flagged for the conferees has been addressed. Of course, we reserve the right to actually look at the bill, the final drafted language, before making any final determinations. But based on what I know today, sitting here, I think the committee has done a very fair, I think, job of addressing our concerns.
Senator Bach, do you have some amendments? Are you waiting for an amendment?
Madam Chair, I'm waiting for an amendment. The Senate has one small amendment.
Well, I don't know.
That I don't believe will be controversial.
We have an amendment, or we'd like to take another run at the hydroelectric provision. And I don't know where that is, but page 24. So I would like to move House on page 24, House Article 4, Section 7. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. Thank you, Senators. Appreciate that. Representative Dabney is forever grateful. Senator Bach, do you need us to recess a minute, or are you about ready? I think you have a few.
Why don't we have staff check? And otherwise, maybe we can recess for 10 minutes.
Okay. And, folks should know that Senator Bach has a couple of small amendments. There's still going to be some money left on the bottom line in this bill, and we want to just put it toward the deficit. It will be small, but we want to use it in that. That's our intention as we finish up the spreadsheet. Should we recess?
15 minutes.
We'll recess for 15 minutes. Okay. So is there anything else?
So then we would just put it.